This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. We are out in Wheat Ridge at 9195 West 44th Avenue. And we are thankful Paula Nigro invites us out here every other week. And, Paul, it's always good to see you, sir.
Well, it was nice to have you come out. I know we skipped 2 weeks ago, and Yana went out to the studio.
She did, yes.
And you missed lunch.
I did miss lunch.
But today you came in, and we had a nice lunch here today.
Absolutely, and we certainly thank you guys for that. And, yeah, it's great to we cover a lot of things here, but usually with Yana we tend to a little bit more with the home and auto, and a lot of great questions come up. And I know she gets several calls and different people that listen that have questions. So, yeah, I think it's a great balance for us here. Again, GIA, they can handle all of your insurance needs. You can check out their website at e-gia.com. Their number is 303-423-0162. Well, Paul, I thought I'd start off. It just hit my phone again a while ago that Joe Biden was doing the eulogy for John McCain and all that. And I was looking up some things with McCain and, of course, the Affordable Care Act. And one quote I read, it said, he was the incidental savior of the Affordable Care Act. If he had voted to repeal it and stuff, what do you think differences then that would have caused?
Well, there were in the repeal. It was not just repeal, but it was repeal and replace. Mm-hmm. There was a replacement alternative, and there were some good things in that alternative, and that we would have liked to have seen gone into effect. So they don't now. The law itself has, for some reason, gained some popularity, and. And there's a real question mark about, you know, the sustainability of it at these premiums. Now, the thing is that people are all worked up over this pre-existing condition thing.
Right.
And I wanted to talk about that a little bit because everyone wants all of the protections in the law. And I understand the protections. There's that protection for pre-existing conditions and that people can, you know, buy insurance and they're guaranteed to be able to get it during, you know, during certain times like open enrollment. And you've got the benefit mandate. So in essence, everyone's buying the same type policy. And I understand those protections, but there's a cost to that too.
Mm-hmm.
And what good are all those protections if, you know, if you can't afford the insurance?
Sure.
And that's where we're getting at and getting to this point. So I think we have to start focusing in on, getting these plans to be affordable, providing protections, but giving some of those options to be affordable. So, when people talk about, you know, that they support the ACA and they don't want those protections removed, that's one thing. But they all say they want lower premiums. So that's in contrast to what we're talking about. Do you want lower premiums or do you want the protections?
Right.
But it's hard to have both.
Sure.
And so if they had voted to repeal and replace, it would have been a process over several years to repeal and scale back the law and do some of the replacement features. And some of those were good, like expanding health savings accounts and the amount you could put in and so forth. But, did the proposal protect people? And I think the key is, what do you mean by protecting people on pre-existing conditions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because one proposal I like to see is that there would be a pre-existing condition clause for people who are not covered.
Right.
Okay, I'd like to see people who maintain coverage having that protection for pre-existing conditions, and the law provides that. But I'd like to see people penalized who try to game the system. and go in and out of the market. And that's one of the things we talked about back when they were trying to do the repeal and replace. What do you do? And you know, they did eliminate the individual mandate, so the penalty. Okay, but
without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. This is Haystack Help Radio. We lost a little bit of our connection there, but if you're just joining us, Paul Lenigro is with us. We're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. And we were talking about, Paul, that, you know, one thing with short-term policies, you know, have their place. And we talked about this several weeks back, but let's reiterate that again of who that might be good for.
Right. Now, a short-term policy should not be used to really replace a permanent or an ACA Obamacare type plan. Short-term policies were originally designed to bridge a gap between coverage. So if you had you had a job and you lost a job and you got a new job and you had to wait 3 months to get their insurance, you could buy that short-term policy to bridge the gap. But the short-term policies are not ACA qualified plans. They don't contain the 10 essential health benefit mandates. They don't cover pre-existing conditions, and they don't go beyond the term of the policy. Now, in Colorado, you can get a short-term plan for up to 3 months, 90 days. Mm-hmm. And after 90 days, you can buy one more. It's not a renewal. You can apply again to buy another policy to take it to have coverage for a maximum of 6 months. The new regulations coming out from Washington are going to expand that. So Colorado is going to go back to the point where you can buy a policy for 6 months. And then when that expires, you can reapply for another 6 months. Now, be aware that that's 12 months of coverage, but it's not guaranteed 12 months.
Sure.
So if you buy a policy January 1st, thinking, well, that's going to take me through June 30th, And then July 1st, I'll renew that policy, and then I'll be good till the next open enrollment if I need it. That's not the case because you can't renew it. And you on July 1st, you can purchase another policy. You can apply to purchase, but you could be declined. So, if, for example, if you were to have a heart attack in June, you know, well, you're covered under that short-term plan until June 30th, but when you fill out that new application for July 1st, you'll be declined, and you'll have no coverage from July 1st to December 31st, and that does not qualify as a life change event to get an ACA plan mid-year.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful with that.
Sure.
But because the premiums are so much lower, it's going to get people's attention.
Absolutely.
Just the same way as MedShare plans get people's attention. The premium's so much lower, but you don't have the same protection. So there's a real problem there in the market is how do you balance the protection and premium? Because, as I mentioned at the start of the show, what good are all those protections if you can't afford the policy? And that's where we're at today. And so, you know, if you're buying a policy and you're buying it on exchange and you qualify for a tax credit, well, that's offsetting your cost. And for the most part, that's a good deal for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't qualify for assistance because you make too much, you're above that 400% of the federal poverty level, then you're paying the full premium. And those are the people that are feeling the brunt of this. And that's the market that's declining in being insured. That's the market that's going out and going into MedShare plans or short-term plans. And then eventually someone gets burned. And the person who gets burned in those plans is the one who gets sick. Okay, then they want to get back into an ACA plan. And those plans were designed to protect people against that. But then they go back in. And you know, causes that that adverse selection in the pooling.
Sure.
And then the healthy people don't use. They're still in a MedShare plan or a short-term plan, and that's what the concern is about expanding the access to non-qualified plans.
Right.
So, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. I mean, you want the protection, but you want the lower premium, and you're not going to get both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it really is one or the other. So how do you balance that? And you know, there have been things we've talked about many times over the years on the shows, the things that you can do to maybe try to help counterbalance that situation where you maintain the protections, but do things that help the pooling.
Sure.
And you know, we talked about it many times in the pooling. Can you maybe offer some discounts to people, to healthy people, to get them in and give them incentive to come in? Because you want those healthy people in the pools.
Sure.
The healthy people are the people who pay premium and don't use health care. They just pay premium.
Exactly.
and that brings everyone's premium down. That brings the people premium down who are using it. You know, that's who you need in a pool. We got plenty of people in the pools who are using insurance. We need more people in the pools who don't use insurance for health.
Yeah.
Just paying, right? So why can't we have a discount system where we offer discounts? We offer discounts for auto insurance.
I mean, if you're a good driver,
you pay less.
And if you're
bad,
you pay more.
Right. Well,
not hard to understand.
And I understand where, you know, there are people, you know, debating that. Well, it's not your fault that you got sick. Well, I understand that, but still, if you're giving discounts to healthy people and bringing them in, that's going to bring down the premium. Actually, for those who are using it and are sick,
gotcha.
Brings in everyone's premiums down. So we've talked about that. We've talked about the issue about applying a pre-existing condition clause, but only to people who don't currently have coverage. Well, why don't you have coverage now? You ask the person, they say, oh, well, because I don't need it. Well, why are you buying it now? Well, because I need it. Well, what do you think that does to the premium? And that impacts everyone, including those who have been on and been paying premium. So, yeah, you could, you know, provide the pre-existing condition protection that you have now in the clause, in the law, but add a clause that puts it in there for those who are trying to game the system.
Right.
Who currently don't have coverage.
So Paul Lenigro is our guest, GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. Their number 303-423-0162. And, again, their website is e-gia.com. KLZ560.com. So I've had a few people come to me and they say, okay, I got approved with this pre-existing condition, and then 6 months into the policy, I need a surgery for something, and then I get denied the coverage.
Right.
And then it's a big fight on the hand, but yet I got the insurance and I've been paying $700 a month or whatever it is. What are different things with those?
Well, you see, now on an ACA plan, that would never happen.
Okay,
so if someone's complaining about that, then that means they are on a plan that is not an ACA qualified plan. So they went into a MedShare plan, or they went into a short-term medical plan and then used it, and whatever plan they were on went back and did an investigation of their medical records and determined that what they filed the claim for was something they had previously been diagnosed for and denied the claim. And that was one of the things that the ACA was designed to eliminate. Okay, so if you hear someone say that, then it's because they're not on an ACA plan. Now, what you will hear from people on an ACA plan is, I'm paying $700 a month premium, and I still have $7,000 out of pocket.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
What's my
I'm kind of fitting that picture, yeah.
Yeah, so we certainly hear that. But if someone says they were denied because of pre-X, it means they were not on an ACA plan.
And that's why it's important to really understand all the differences, take advantage of the brokers here at GIA where they can sit down and explain all the different programs. Hey, some things may look super attractive, Paul, but then when you need it, it's really not there to do what you thought the purpose of it.
And that becomes a big problem in a very small number of cases, but in those small number of cases, it becomes a huge problem. And so, you know, once again, if you're buying that policy and it's not an ACA approved policy, and then 3 months into the policy, you all of a sudden you're needing treatment for cancer, and now you're fighting with that entity, which may be an insurance company, might not be an insurance company, to pay the claim, and they're saying, oh no, we're not paying it because this was diagnosed previously, it's a pre-existing condition, and then you're trying to get help on it, and you go to the Division of Insurance, and you're like, well, that's not a medical, that's not a healthcare plan, that's not insurance, and so it doesn't come under our jurisdiction. And then where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
So once again, when people see the premiums, it looks great, and they think what a great plan they have, but then if they need it and it doesn't cover, then what good is it? And so you have to be very careful, because with insurance, I mean, it's when you find out that issue, it's too late.
Yep.
And that's the big problem.
Sure.
And then you find out that issue, and it's June, and it's too late. You're outside of the open enrollment. It's not a qualifying event. There's no exception. You know, you can't go crying to the regulator saying, you know, I was ripped off, I was misled, and you should let me into an ACA plan. No, that's a buyer beware market.
Mm-hmm.
So that balance, striking that balance is very important. And the better you can strike a balance, then, you know, the better the law would work. But it's very clear that where we are now is certainly a much different place than we were 5 years ago.
Sure.
There's certainly more protection for the consumer, but there's certainly significantly higher premiums for the consumer as well. And once again, if you're getting the help on exchange with the advanced premium tax credit, that's offsetting your premium, it's not so bad. But if you're not getting that help and you don't have access to your employer's group health plan, or you don't work for an employer, you work for yourself, and you make more than 400% of the federal poverty level, you're paying the full premium, and that full premium is at least double than where it was 4 or 5 years ago. And that's the big problem. Now, we went through several years of very big rate increases. This year, the increases are more moderate because now the insurance companies are getting their premium up to the point where it's now covering those claims.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are going to have an open enrollment coming up for health insurance.
Let's hit some of those important dates.
Yeah, it's going to start November 1st. And from November 1st to December 15th, we're going to be writing people for a January 1st effective date, or rewriting people who are currently covered into a new plan for January 1st, or renewing people who are currently covered for January 1st. But the open enrollment will not end December 15th. It'll continue until January 15th. And then those change after December 15th, those policies will be marked for a February 1st effective date.
Gotcha.
So you have to be careful. If you come in too late for January 1st, you will have to wait. You'll have a month without coverage. And if you have a month without coverage, then that's where you might use a short-term policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bridge that gap for 1 month for something that's not pre-existing, and then your coverage would kick in February 1st.
In the last few weeks, you've kind of been going through proposed rates and different things like that.
Yes. I'm going through the filings. They're not approved yet. Next month, we'll get the final approvals from the Division of Insurance. But we're seeing increases from, I think about 7% on up to 20. But there's more single-digit increases this year than in the past. Although if you have a $600 or $700 a month premium, another 8 or 9% on top of it, still
sure.
Quite a bit. But it's we're certainly not seeing the 30 and 40% increases like we saw in the last few years, because the insurers have been able to get their premium up to the point where it covers it's covering the claims. Now, something else too is, and just like last year and previous year, this office here will be an enrollment site for Connect for Health, so people can come in, they can walk in, they can call in, they could stop by Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, without an appointment, and they can do their 2019 changes, 2019 enrollments. I think we might be the only enrollment center on the west side here, so we will be doing that again for 2019.
You know what amazes me? The structure of how, I mean, you don't really get all the things you need till right before everything just goes crazy for you. Then they give you guys such a short window of time to get all this done for every client. Man, wouldn't it be nice to kind of, I don't know, come to some alphabetical thing or something where you all through the year you just have this consistent flow of business, but it's just not a backbreaker.
Yeah, that would be really nice. If they went to, because we used to do that with motor vehicles, with the driver's license, they all renewed at once. And that they were overwhelmed, and if you could go into some sort of system where maybe you tied everyone had an open enrollment once a year, maybe tied to their birthday, that would be really nice.
Yeah,
because then you'd just be operating as normal business every month of the year, and when your month came up, that would be time for your renewal. It'd be easier on us, the producers, the agents, the brokers, the exchange, the insurance companies. It would be easier on everyone. Maybe more difficult for the government. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
that's the last thought on their mind.
Right.
Again, it's been a little bit longer segment here, but I want to talk about the for small businesses, because usually in my day-to-day deal, I'm always meeting with small business owners. I usually always bring up something about insurance just to see who they're dealing with, just to let them know about you guys. And I'm telling you, I have not had one person yet that knew about that they only needed two employees and all the advantages that brings.
Yeah, that's always surprising to me, but maybe not in that business owners have this misconcept of what it takes to get a group insurance plan going. And it's they have it from the standpoint of how many people you need and as to what you would pay as well. And a legitimate group health insurance plan will start when you have two or more full-time employees. And one of those could be the owner. So if you have the owner and one other full-time employee working 30 hours a week or more, that's not your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a group. That's two right there. And you run into these businesses and they have 3, 4, 5, 6 employees, they can get a group plan. Okay, so you just need 2 full-time employees, including the owner, to get a group plan. And by getting a group health plan, you're able to do it anytime during the year. You don't just have to go through open enrollment to do it.
Right.
So smart businesses are doing their plans with April, May, June, July, August effective dates. Slowest time of the year.
Sure.
Yeah. So you get all this attention. You know, you get all the quotes. You get, right. You know, no one's rushed. You know, when you have your everything crammed into an open enrollment, you only have so much time mm-hmm. to give people. And that's just a fact of life. So not only that, but you can get plans where the premium's lower than an individual ACA plan, so the group rates are lower, but you have more plan options too. Yeah. So you talk about network options. You've got big PPO network options within these small group plans. Options, networks that have everyone's doctor in it.
Right.
Instead of small micro networks. You can still get the small micro networks in the group plans and pay less,
mm-hmm.
but you can get the big network.
Sure.
Okay, which we don't have available anymore in the individual market. So you could have a group, you could have an employer, and especially now where the labor market's so tight, it's so hard to hire employees, it's so hard to find good help, it's so hard to keep good help. All of a sudden, you can put a group health plan in, dental, vision, disability, life, group life, and it mirrors what a large company has. And the rates are very competitive. Okay. In fact, for a small employer with, let's say, 3-4 employees, the rate is the same. They're paying the same filed index rate
right.
as an employer that has 95 employees. You're in the same pool.
Wow.
It's only after you get up to 100 that the rates start to change.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a pool. Your rates are not based on claims experience like they used to be back years ago. And you've got all these plan options. You've got plan options that include HMOs, PPOs, EPOs. You've got micro network HMOs. You've got all these different options. You can enroll anytime during the year.
There's really absolutely no downside to this for an employee.
No, and now you're paying. You can pay, half of the employee premium, and then that makes it a good deal for the employee because then the employee is only paying their half.
Right.
So now it's truly an employee benefit. And when you're hiring, you're going through that hiring process. You're advertising that you offer benefits. Okay, because the competitors are offering benefits.
Sure.
And if you're not, who are you getting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting the leftovers.
Exactly. Again, Paul Inigro is our guest, GIA. They can help you with all of your insurance needs. They've been doing this since 1984, 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. Once again, their number is 303-423-0162. 303-423-0162, and their website is e-gia.com. We got to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Haystack Help Radio.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
This is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm reaching out to you to help answer questions regarding the value of a reverse mortgage. You've heard both sides. I'm dedicated to helping seniors. The reason, like you, I am a senior and a veteran. Our wants and needs are different when compared to years past. Give me a call at 720-895-0500. Remember, take aim. Call me, Steve Hurley, at 720-895-0500. NMLS number 243-200. Regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley.
Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life, and their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center Boarding Lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. If you're just joining us, we are coming to you live from the offices of GIA Group Insurance Analyst. Once again, they're located at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. Great place just to stop by, meet Paul. And if you have any questions whatsoever about your home, auto, health, your classic car, ATVs, campers, motorcycle, whatever, they can help you out. And again, they're brokers, and they will take great care of you. They've been doing this since 1984, and I promise you, the service will be everything you could ever expect, and they will take great care of you. So, Paul, again, we got a lot of important dates coming up, and Medicare is one.
Yeah, that's the next one, actually, because Medicare starts before the Obamacare ACA open enrollment. Now, Medicare, that actually begins October 15th. It's called the AEP, the annual election period. Okay, but we will start talking to people about their 2019 Medicare plans beginning October 1st. Okay. So we're just a hair over sure, a month away from that, and people will start getting their notices right around October 1st about the changes going on for January 1st on their plans. Now, the annual election period goes from October 15th till December 7th. Okay, October 1st to October 15th is the pre-AEP. That means we can start talking to people about their plans, but we can't enroll them till October 15th. I know Dan Muir, he's laughing when he hears that. But we're not allowed. And so if someone comes in on October 13th, we can talk to them, but we can't enroll them. Got to come back on the 15th and do that.
Which makes no sense.
So that's going to affect people who have Medicare prescription drug plans, Part D plans, and for people who have Medicare Advantage plans. And Medicare Advantage plans, that's Medicare Part C. Medicare Advantage is not a Medicare supplement. Medicare Advantage is a way to get your Medicare benefits through a private insurance company. Okay, so that's your Medicare benefits. That's what you can change. Now, people that have original Medicare, Part A and B, and have a Medicare supplement, well, this is not an open enrollment for the supplement. Now, a supplement is something you can make an application for any time during the year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're outside your guarantee issue period, you'll have to qualify for it medically. So that guarantee issue period on a Medicare supplement is that first 6 months that you get Medicare, you can buy a supplement. It can't be denied. After that 6 month, you have to apply medically. So this open enrollment, the AEP that's coming up, is not for Medicare supplements. It's for Medicare Advantage and Medicare Part D. Now, why would people, you know, want to make a change, or why even look at it? You know, and a lot of people don't, but you should be looking at it, is because things change.
Sure.
Not only your premium. I mean, yeah, your premium will change, but the provider network could change. So maybe your doctor might not be participating in the plan anymore. Or what about the drug formulary? Okay, you've got prescription coverage, and that might be changing. And if that's changing January 1st, we need to go in and look and see if it's going to affect your prescriptions. Okay, so things change every year with Medicare, and the Medicare plans, the Part D plan and the Medicare Advantage plans change. And so once again, starting October 15th, we'll have from then until December 7th to make that change. Okay, now when December 8th rolls along, we're done. Okay, for 2019. Now, something that's going to happen, this is very important, something that's going to happen in 2019 is we are getting back the Medicare OEP. The OEP is the Medicare Open Enrollment Period. Okay, so we've just been talking about the AEP, the annual election period. The OEP is the open enrollment period, which goes from January 1st to March 31st. Okay, we used to have this before Obamacare. And for some reason, Obamacare eliminated the OEP. And the OEP was very useful. It's not an open enrollment where you can make as many changes as you want in that three-month period and the last one sticks, like the AEP. In the OEP, you can make one last change. And we always refer to that as the ability to correct a mistake.
Sure.
And that's what happens with Medicare. You enroll in November, and your plan goes effective January 1st. And then January 3rd, you use it, and you find out you bought the wrong plan. You bought the plan that your doctor doesn't participate in,
mm-hmm.
or you bought the plan that doesn't have your drugs on their formulary, and you're like, "Oh my God, what did I do?" And with Obamacare taking away the OEP, it was like, "Well, there's nothing we can do. You're stuck with that plan until next open enrollment a year later." Well, we're going back to that OEP that says, "Okay, you made a mistake. Let's see. Let's go look at the plans again, because we're going to get one last crack at this during the OEP until March 31st. And this way we can make that change, fix that mistake, so you don't have to wait a year to do that." And that's what the OEP is, the
right.
Open enrollment period. Okay. I don't know why they just don't call it fix one mistake period or something, you know, because it's truly not an open enrollment in that you can make as many changes that you want to make. It's just, it gives you the chance to make that one last change. And before Obamacare, we used that OEP extensively, because we would get a lot of calls after the first of the year when people started to use their plan and figured out they had the wrong plan. And then we'd say, "Okay, don't worry about it. We have a way to fix it. We've got one change we can make, one last election we can make during the OEP. Let's sit down. Let's do it. Let's get this fixed, and then we can move on."
Right.
So we got that back for 2019. Isn't that nice?
And it really made no sense to ever have it removed.
No sense at
all.
For
anything.
No.
Yeah.
No. And a lot of Obamacare made no sense anyway. But that was like totally unrelated.
Right, right.
Why take that away? I mean, it was something good for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because it made more work for the government.
So what tips would you give for those people just getting into Medicare for the very first time?
Yes. This is kind of interesting. It's a little humorous in that 30 years ago, you know, starting out 35 years ago, selling insurance, and people were dreading to getting onto Medicare. We felt so sorry for people getting on Medicare. Now people can't wait to get on Medicare so they could get out of the regular insurance that's so expensive. They're like, when can I get on Medicare? Because it's so much cheaper. Well, it is. So about 6 months before you turn 65, you're going to get bombarded with mail from insurance companies. And really, you don't do anything until about 3 months before you turn 65. And by that time, you got a stack of papers on your desk from insurance companies, and you hope. And by then, you're probably really confused.
Sure.
But about 3 months before you turn 65, you want to elect enroll in Part B. Okay. Now, you may not need to enroll in Part B if you're still working and your employer and you're covered under your employer's plan. But if you're not working or you're not covered under an employer's plan, then you need to sign up for Part B, and you have to pay the premium for Part B. You'll get Part A automatically when you turn 65, and you will not pay premium for Part A except under certain rare circumstances. If you didn't work enough, you don't have enough FICA wages. But most everyone's going to get Part A for free. Part A is your hospital coverage. Part B is your coverage for the doctors. Okay, so you're going to pay Part B, and it depends on whether you're new to Medicare or been in Medicare. It's going to range anywhere from $108 a month to $134 a month for the Part B premium. So you have to elect that because you have to set up a way to pay that premium. Okay, now once you get set up for Medicare Part A and B, then we can talk to you about your other options. So if you want a prescription drug plan, we can show you what's available. If you want to keep original Medicare Part A and B, and you want to buy a Medicare supplement, once again, we're going to go out, shop, and show you the plans that are available.
Okay.
If you want to go into a Medicare Advantage plan because maybe your doctor accepts it, well, we'll check, make sure your doctor does accept it, and then we could show you different options for the Medicare Advantage plan. So you want to really start thinking about it, start doing something about 3 months before your 65th birth month. Yep.
Right. And then real quick on the prescription side of it, we've talked about even if you're fortunate enough not to be on anything right now, you may not think you need to do anything on the prescription side of it.
Yeah, and that's true. You don't have to buy a prescription plan, but Medicare has a rule that says if you don't buy the prescription plan when you're eligible and you don't have other coverage, let's say like through your employer, and then you decide later you want to come in, you've got two considerations. One of them, you have to wait for the annual election period. So if you decide in June you want a prescription plan, you have to wait until October 15th to get enrolled for January 1st. Okay, that's the first thing you have to consider. Second thing is that you're going to be penalized for not having a plan. Okay, unlike the ACA, where you don't have that penalty, mm-hmm. It's called a premium penalty. And so the government's going to look back and see how many months you went without coverage. And then they're going to apply a 1% per month premium penalty onto your Part D plan, and that premium penalty is forever. It's permanent. Okay, so let's say you went 5 years. 65, you said, I don't need a drug plan. All of a sudden, you're 70 now. You know, I need a drug plan. Well, how come you need it now? You didn't need it at 65. Well, we know why, because now you need prescriptions.
Sure.
Okay, and so now you want the plan to pay. Well, you can buy it in the annual election period, go effective January 1st, but you went 60 months without a drug plan.
So okay. You're going to get penalized for 60 months.
60 months times 1%. So you're going to pay 60% more for that drug plan than the normal rate. And you're going to pay that 60% more forever. Well, not forever, until you die.
Until you die.
your estate won't have to pay it.
Right? Wow.
And so again, you got to think about that, yeah.
And this is why, I mean, you really have specialists here.
Right.
This is all they do. And, I mean, there's a lot of training. There's a lot of staying up to date on different things with this because, I mean, Some things kind of stay the same, but then there's a lot of changes that they've got to be aware of.
Yes, with Medicare, we have to get recertified every year. And that takes a lot of time, especially when you have to get recertified with every insurance company that we handle products for.
Right.
So it takes a lot of time.
Sure. Paul Lenigro is our guest. GIA is the company, Group Insurance Analyst. E-GIA.com is the website. And once again, their number, free consultation, absolutely 303-423-0162. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Fight rising auto insurance premiums by calling Group Insurance Analysts. Paul Lenigro, owner of GIA, has seen a significant spike in auto insurance premiums over the past few years due to the large number of expensive hailstorms in Colorado. You remember last summer when that record-breaking hailstorm caused $1.4 billion in damages? Not just to homes and roofs, but plenty of vehicles took the hit too. And insurance companies are passing the cost right along to you. Now more than ever, you need an insurance advocate who will shop the entire market, hunting for the right coverage at the best price. Paul and his team of analysts will compare the plans of many different insurance companies at no cost to you. Call Group Insurance Analysts today and reevaluate your auto insurance before premiums continue to rise. 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Paul Lenigro is with us, GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. Once again, their website, e-gia.com. Their phone number, 303-423-0162. And I mentioned before the break, free consultation. So, Paul, I know over the years we've said this a lot, but it seems like it needs an explanation every show because every conversation I have, and I mention the word broker, people think it automatically is going to cost more.
Yeah, and that is a very common misconception out in the marketplace, and nothing's further from the truth.
Right.
In fact, in more situations than not, it'll wind up costing you less because our ability to shop and compare rates and premiums and plans from different insurance companies. But, you know, if you buy, let's take an example, your health plan. We could talk about Medicare as well, or your group health. You take a health plan. It's an ACA plan, Obamacare plan. And it's through, you know, one of the major insurance companies. It could be Kaiser, Anthem, Cigna, whoever. You go to their website or their call center and you buy that plan. That premium for that plan is the exact same premium that you would pay if you got it through us. Okay, there's nothing added on. We don't add fees. There's no surcharges on. There's no premium tier where it's a higher premium. And so when you buy it through us, let's say that premium's $300 a month through the insurance company, it's $300 a month through us as well. Okay, now, you know, so why would people, you know, go through the broker when they could just buy through the insurance company directly? Well, once again, how much time do you want to spend on comparing insurance?
Sure.
Okay.
Zero.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah, you know, most people have a life. We don't, but most people do.
But you allow us to have
right,
one.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So when you buy the insurance, and we say this all the time, when you buy it, well, we know in a year the rate's going to go up. I mean,
sure.
It doesn't go down very often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when that rate goes up in a year, let's say you bought that plan directly through the call center for the insurance company, are they going to call you and say, hey, by the way, Scott, your premium's going up, and just to help you out, we went out and shopped the rates from the other insurance companies. Well, no, that's not their job.
Right.
They sell their product, and that's it. And you're not going to hear from them. You're just going to get a letter saying your rate's going up, and thank you very much, okay, or your plan's been discontinued or whatever happens. So, you know, in a year when your premium goes up, we're going back and going and shopping and you know, checking out the rates and benefits from these different companies. And if what you have is still the best, we're going to say, hey, you're still good there. I know you don't like the increase, but
sure.
Look at the alternatives. On the other hand, if what you have, where the rates went up and it shot the mark, it went too high, you're going to be able to see from our report, you're going to be able to see, hey, there's 3, 4, 5 different options here that may be better, and we'll help you move.
Yep.
Well, I mean, do you see value in that? And most people do. Now, there are people out there, I guess, who like to be on the internet all day and, you know, spend hours shopping for insurance. And then at the end, you're more confused than when you start.
Right.
But for those who like and value their leisure time or are very busy with work, we're doing all this work. We're not charging you for it. If you buy the insurance through us, that's great because then we will get paid. If you don't, then we don't get paid.
Right.
But most people really appreciate the work we put in up front,
sure,
to show them what we have, and then once they become customers, then we take care of them all the way through. So,
right.
If you have a problem, you have a concern, you've got a claim, you've got a billing issue, you've got other issues, we're here to help.
And you look, I mean, from a service issue, from what a captive agent would do, service to me is not sending me a bill and just telling me when my premium is going up, and that's all I ever hear from them. The service that you offer, and I mean, Yana was talking the other day when she was on the show about, I mean, she's constantly going through her files and all to make sure that she is taking care of clients and looking for ways to save them money.
Right. Yep. So most of our customers like that. They like the personal service. In fact, I got a call from someone the other day. Actually, not a call. He saw him in person, and he said he likes being able to call us. Okay, and that's something we still offer. So you don't have to just call the insurance company. There are times when you may have to.
Sure.
You know, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're in an auto accident, you may be calling right there. But most of our customers call us, whether they have a concern, a question, a change. They like having that local service. They like having us here to bounce those questions off of, to come in and visit us. They like that personal service. And that's something we still offer that a lot of companies are getting away from.
Right. And you know what? You can come here. You can sit down across from the desk from that person week in, week out, month in, month out. Because, Paul, I mean, you've had people that have been here for years.
Many years.
Many yes. years.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not saying they're
right.
old. They
yeah.
started young, but right. they've been here a long time.
We've all gotten old.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Many of them did start young, and I'm wondering where did the years go.
Sure.
But it is the customers who like that. They comment on that. Seeing the same person, seeing the same staff here, same people here, year after year after year. There is a certain level of comfort and confidence in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy. We have a great staff. We have a great crew of brokers who work here, and our customers do appreciate that.
Yeah, because you never feel like it's a selling thing. It's a servicing thing to give us that peace of mind, give us that protection, where, you know what we talked about earlier, we don't find out things until it's way too late.
Yeah, because we don't work for the insurance company where we have to push a product.
You went on unscheduled testimony, David Anderson, just talking to him in the hallway, and we had exchanged some information about a reclassification of the fire district that I live in has been nationally recognized for being good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, check this out with your insurance provider because it's surely to have an impact because they figure this in. I totally forgot about it. But David says, hey, remember that thing we were checking out on your fire department? No. And he's like, so I walked away from that little meeting thinking, now where else do you get that kind of service?
Yeah.
And that's not uncommon with the people that we have here. And that's why the customers we have come on and stay year after year after year.
Sure. Why go anywhere else? Paul, thank you, and thanks for having us out today.
All right. Thanks, Guy.
Paul Lenagro, GIA, Group Insurance Analyst, 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162, their website, e-gia.com. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.